consists of about 1,500 units. Half of them are market units, half of them are affordable. It has a commercial component. We're going to build a hotel. We're going to build a grocery store. We got a chiller plant over here, which will heat and cool the place. A brand new community within a community.
Encore President and CEO Jerome Ryans says the development will act as a bridge between main hubs in the Tampa Bay area.
We got downtown to the west, and you got Channelside to the south, and you've got Ybor City to the east. And we're the connector. We're going to bring all of this together. This is going to be the focal point of downtown.
Despite economic troubles, the city has managed to incorporate sustainable and green designs. The development will include a stormwater management system on site, streetlights run with solar power, renewable energy for three main structures, and almost 9,000 jobs will be created by the project. HUD Assistant Secretary Mercedes Marquez says Tampa is on the cutting edge of innovative public housing.
To get an approval on Encore, 28 acres so close to the downtown, to honor its African American roots, is something that it's just beautiful to see. And I look forward to coming back when it's all done and welcoming families to their new home.